To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
My husband loves to work out. He exercises like crazy, which makes him look awesome, except the side effect of some breakouts on his back and wondering what can he do about it. David, I know that sweat can cause acne and we don't want to not work out. So what can we do?
I'm not going to tell you he paid me to say this, but he needs to quit working out immediately. He needs to go watch TV
insane.
And eat a candy bar. He needs to eat a candy bar immediately.
Not going to happen, my friend.
No, I hear you. And anybody who does workout, you hear this quite often. And whatever your workout may be, and I can tell you my workout schedule, it's something that's been newly exposed to me. And like he, I absolutely love it, and I'm addicted now. But you're right. Breaking out is one of the side effects from it. And so, I'll speak for men and women. First of all, before you work out, this sounds funny, but do you remove your makeup?
I think he does, but I'm bumped.
Well, he might. Yeah. Let's hope he does. Okay.
But Yes. You should always remove your makeup, gals. Yes, right?
You should remove your makeup because as you perspire, your makeup not only is going to smear, but the particles in it, the titanium dioxide, the mica, is actually going to clog pores. So you want to get rid of it. And so what you want to do is be able to allow your skin to breathe. You want to be able to perspire without causing more problems. So number one, before you work out, if you don't work out in the morning when you first wake up, remove makeup and use a face cleanser with an exfoliator maybe and prepare your skin just like you prepare yourself when you stretch. Let's prepare our skin for working out. So that's going to be the first thing you do when working out. Okay. Number two, working out, okay, wipe the sweat away. Now that sounds funny, but when you're done with a machine, keep a towel handy. Keep a paper towel handy, a towel. We all have workout towels. Wipe away the sweat. The sweat is carrying impurities, bacteria, whatever it is going to be clogging up the pores in just a minute. It's the clogging of the pores and the bacteria that are causing the acne. So wipe away the perspiration and try and keep yourself as dry as possible. The other thing, when you're all done, is to definitely exfoliate. Now, I do a lot of anti-aging skincare, so we talk about these things a lot, but a body exfoliator is huge. So when you're done, it sounds silly, make sure you cool off, but go out and take a shower. And so it sounds
a shower.
Crazy, but I do that every week.
I'm like, what's that? But, I know. I think I've heard of that.
Well, take a shower, use a liquid body wash, not a soap, because the soap interferes with the pH of your skin, and use a body exfoliator. Again, we're trying to unclog the pores, we're trying to remove impurities, we're trying to wash away the bacteria, and this isn't just for the face now, we're talking your entire body, including your back, where a lot of us guys seem to get breakouts. And so those are one of the biggest things you can do. You can go out and do it. You and I have talked about different ways to make your own product. You can actually make your own exfoliator if you want. Very simple. You could crush up a bunch of almonds, mix in a little bit of milk, maybe even a little bit of flour and a little bit of honey, and just mix it together. And you've created your own scrub without having to go buy an expensive product. So those that are health conscious, you're working
scrubs.
Out, you may be into natural product. Scrubs are the greatest thing in the world because you're increasing cell turnover, unclogging pores, and killing off the bacteria. So those are big things. Here's some other. Change the towel
every time.
Go ahead. You
go into the other. I know I'm totally interrupting, but I want to go back to scrubs for a moment. Sugar or salt scrub? Because I love scrubs. I buy sugar scrubs. I buy salt scrubs. I make scrubs. What's better?
Well, you interrupted.
Or do you not
I
like
forgot
either.
Where I was at. Let's. You interrupted. I forgot. Let's go back to the beginning. No.
I just before salt. We leave scrubs, I had to get this in. What do you think?
No, I'm glad you asked. Salt, I'm not a fan of salt. Salt, you could go into all the benefits of salt, the negatives of salt. Salt to me dries the skin. I don't like much salt in my diet. I don't like much salt in my scrubs. I prefer sugar. You could get large grain
sugar.
You, Okay, large grain sugar, natural sugar, it will create the same physical exfoliation without the negative effects of salt. So why would you use a salt scrub? Use a sugar scrub. Again, you can make your own using, I love crushed walnuts, walnut shells, crushed almonds. And so anything that's a large grain that can be a physical exfoliation, use it on your elbows, your heels, your feet, anything that'll soften up the skin and help get rid of all this and help prevent the bacteria or prevent the acne breakouts.
All right. Now, since I interrupted, we'll go back to towels. You were about to say something about towels. See, I'm listening.
I'm impressed. I was ready to throw in the towel. No.
But I'm bumped.
I know. Tough humor here. Tough room. Okay. Change your towel often. A lot of people will want to use the same towel. And so it's crazy because that towel has all your sweat and bacteria from the day before. So change your towel often. You want clean towels to get rid of, you know, what's causing the acne is the bacteria, the impurities. And so change your towel. We're cleansing the body. We're exfoliating the body. We're getting rid of the bacteria. Why would you use a dirty towel again? And so change your towel often.
Well, David, you know what I heard? And actually, my husband started doing this, and it really made a difference in his skin on his back. I heard that you don't want to use shampoos. Now, we already know we don't want to use shampoos with sodium lauryl sulfate. Am I saying those right? Sulfates.
Yeah, no, thank you.
And
close
other
enough.
Harmful ingredients that we've talked about. So he started using natural shampoo, and his skin started to clear up because when it goes down your back. Have you heard that about those? Or was this just a coincidence?
Let me tell you, there's not much difference between a body wash and a shampoo. And so that's why you're starting to see some put two in one and claim it's a body wash and shampoo. The only difference really is the foaming agent. So we feel a little bit different about ourselves. Some body washes may have a little more moisturizing properties to it. But to be honest, no. As a guy, we're all in a hurry. We are lazy. That's a better, I can say we're in a hurry, but the truth is we're lazy. And so you can certainly, it's the truth, you can certainly use a natural shampoo, something without the lauryl sulfates, and you could use it to wash your body and your hair and everything be safe. But I'm going to tell you the next, well, two more big things you need to make sure of is reapply your body moisturizer. A lot of people do not moisturize, just like we do on our face, moisturize the body because your skin needs to be hydrated. If it's a lightweight moisturizer or a gel cream, even better, it's not going to clog the pores. It'll work synergistically with the body to hydrate it without clogging the pores. And so you want to keep moisturized. My favorite, again, is anything with a high level of hyaluronic or a hyaluronic acid-based body serum. That would be my favorite. And so I'll tell you the other thing is when you get out of the gym and you take your shower and you've done everything we just talked about, don't put your old clothes back on. They've been worn throughout the day.
That's a good point.
So, well, you know, put on a new T-shirt, you know, and again, it goes back to sometimes us being lazy. But if it's an old shirt and we've perspired in it you've been out and about working outside before you got to the gym, whatever it may be, put on a fresh T-shirt. Again, we want to keep the skin clean. And that truly is some of the biggest things you can do to solve what I call bacne. Well, that's the biggest problem
like
us guys
that.
Have.
No, it is. Yeah. And then there's buttony too, right? I mean, butt acne, what do you call that? I'm just being honest. That happens too.
I think we can come up with a whole list here, but we'll move on.
I think it's also important to shower right away, right? You don't want to be hanging around in your sweaty clothes.
Well, I think you've got to cool down for a few minutes first, because if you jump in the shower right away, you're going to jump out and still perspire. Give your chance for your body to cool down, walk for 10 minutes, then jump in the shower. And again, follow all the steps, exfoliate, use a liquid, you know, shampoo and body soap and change towels and change clothes. And a lot of this will help solve the entire problem of working out. And I know we keep talking about men and your husband, but women, remove your makeup, you know, and follow these same steps with your face and your body. You know, make sure to use a clean towel when drying off your skin. Make sure to reapply a facial moisturizer before you finish your regimen here. And so these are just important steps to help prevent even breakouts on the face.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think what's so good is that you're not going to have an excuse now. At least that can't be your excuse. I can't work out. I'm breaking out. Well, we just told you what to do. And, you know, just make sure you do it. And you're going to feel a lot better and look a lot better. Because working out, as you know, is of the utmost importance. This has been so much fun. I hope you learned a lot. Please go and work out regularly. Be healthy. Eat healthy food. And thanks for listening.